bit of a pop quiz for you. What do these cities have in common? Jakarta, Seoul, and Ulaanbaatar. Well, they're all capital cities in countries that are in the process of changing their capital city. Indonesia's building a new capital city named Nusantara in East Kalimantan on Borneo Island. South Korea founded the city of Sejong in 2012 as its new administrative capital. And Ulaanbaatar is the current capital of Mongolia, which is the world's most sparsely populated country with 3.5 million people spread over an area almost as big as Queensland. It's also a democracy sitting right between Russia and China. And Mongolia is currently building a new capital, which is in fact a very ancient capital, Karakorum. It was the capital of the Mongol Empire established by Genghis Khan in the 13th century. Balor Lahajov is an independent researcher who specializes in Mongolia and East Asia. And Balor wrote about Mongolia's new old capital in The Diplomat recently. Welcome to Sunday Extra, Balor.
Thank you so much for having me, Julian.
So when and why did Mongolia decide to move the capital from Ulaanbaatar to Karakorum?
In 2020, the Mongolian president, Ulusoy Okhna, passed a decree to restore the nation's historical capital. Now, we're not exactly sure if he meant to pass the decree to move the capital or it was just for historical, you know, restoration, reconstruction. But eventually, people started talking about we're going to actually move the capital because the modern capital, Ulaanbaatar, has so much issues. So in 2023, it was officially announced that they were preparing to move the capital. And right now, so many projects and investments are still like ongoing right now.
And you said so many issues with Ulaanbaatar. What are those issues? What's wrong with Ulaanbaatar?
It's a great city, but when in the 1990s, when it was first established, the city was not ready for such a large population. In the 1990s, when the city was just starting to boom, it was only meant for 500,000 people. And over time, as Mongolia modernized, migration increased to the capital city. And as of today, almost 50 to 60% of Mongolia's whole population is residing in the capital, which creates a lot of issues. Not only the city was never really built for such a large population, but also with the city structure, infrastructure, municipalities, the city is basically doing a catch-up. So it creates a lot of issues like overpopulation. Air pollution is one major one, especially in the during the winter months. Increasing tourism. And there's one major issue is unregulated yurt districts where people just happen to move outside the city without, you know, correct permits, without land papers, and it just becomes overpopulated.
So where is Karakorum and how will it be connected to Ulaanbaatar?
It will not be directly connected because it will be southwest of the capital. You will have to drive, like, I think 5 hours southwest, approximately like 300 or like 250 kilometers. And Mongolia is now connected with roads with all 21 provinces. So transportation won't be an issue. And the city planners are, you know, currently planning to build an airport. So if there will be an airport in the future, I think you could just kind of fly over too, from depends on where you're coming from.
And what's actually there at Karakorum today?
It's a really historical site. Right now, if you were to go there, you'll see a couple of complexes. One is one historical Buddhist temple. It's called Izunzo Monastery, which was registered in UNESCO Heritage Site in 2004. Which is a really big tourist destination. It also has some archaeological sites that researchers and archaeology folks can go over there. There's a museum, which is, according to people that have visited, they expected the museum to be much bigger, but it's actually a little bit small. And there's a stone turtle that's kind of historically relevant where people go, you know, make a wish.
But look, could you tell us a little bit more about the history of Karakorum? Because it sounds like More recently, it's been a little bit more modest, but it's had some pretty big moments over the years.
Karakoram has been the home of the Mongol Empire. And as you know, Mongol Empire has a long history that connected East to the West, integration of religious freedom. There are poems and journals, and there are songs that were writing, you know, written about Karakoram. It was really the center of civilization during the 13th century. And that little spot, actually, I think it's probably really bloody because there has been so many battles there. And if you think about from Yuan Dynasty to so many dynasties and so many kingships have gone through there, Karakoram was initially a military base ground with its large, grandiose land space. Then it was turned into a walled capital during Hude Han. And afterwards, Karakoram was neglected. I think it was mostly to have a greater maritime and trade access. And this happened during Hople Han, which was Genghis Khan's grandson, when Mongol capital moved from Karakoram to modern-day Beijing. Back then, it's Hambazak. That's when historians believe that Mongolia kind of lost its power, moving from that route and moving it somewhere else.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Balor Lahajev about her piece in The Diplomat on building Mongolia's new old capital at Karakoram. Balor, could you tell us a bit about how the master plan for the new capital was settled upon? Because it was a worldwide search.
Yes, in 2024, Mongolia registered around 420-something companies, international companies, to compete to design the new Karakoram city. And it was like 54 countries that competed. And ultimately, a bunch of Chinese companies won the consortium to build. It's really turning into an international collaboration of some sort. Given Mongolia's global outreach and global partnership right now, I think the mayor's office is really looking into specialization and expertise from its partners.
So an international design competition won by a Chinese consortium. Does that raise any questions or security concerns in terms of the source of the design for the new capital?
Well, there could be a couple of explanations, and this might be that the city might have worked with this company before, so previously they have experience, but I believe that the choosing team were not just Mongolian, it was like US, Italy. So I think they were really chosen on an unbiased selection, really depended on their design. So I'm assuming that such an international collaboration, they chose the best one. But other investments are, I think, coming in. I saw December or January, they had a Japanese architectural expertise coming in. So even though the Chinese companies, Chinese infrastructure has won the major parts of the project, I think Mongolia is still open to collaborating with other expertise with other countries.
So it sounds like, yeah, the Chinese consortium won the design on merit. So what's in the design? What is the master plan for new Karakoram?
According to the previous administration, they are planning to build a habitable location for 500,000 population, which means you got to have a job, you got to have residential system, infrastructure, clean water, waste management system. And it's not just about inviting a bunch of tourists over, making money. If you're trying to attract 500,000 people, there needs to be a reason why people are moving there. I'm assuming that they have a plan for education centers, businesses, like schools, families, hospitals. So far, we don't have information on what's exactly being built other than a projection of international airport and agricultural sector to support those tourists and those moving there. It's like a logistical center. They're trying to create Karakoram one of the most modern digital cities with historical elements to it.
Yeah, so you mentioned they're attracting people to live there. I imagine that some people will have to move if the government moves its administrative capital there. So do you have a sense of what ordinary citizens in Mongolia think of the planned move, particularly workers who might have to shift there?
There are some residents there already, especially given the historical location. But like you said, you know, you got to have some sort of an incentive. I don't think anybody's just going to pick up like, okay, I'm moving to Karakoram. I don't think that's the case here. They're definitely waiting for something tangible, visible to happen. You know, as with any major move, you have to have an opportunity. So until that opportunity is visible for the Mongolian population, I don't see a mass migration moving to Karakoram at the moment.
Balor Lukashev, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you.
And Balor's piece in The Diplomat is Building Mongolia's New Old Capital at Karakoram. And The Diplomat's also just published a very interesting piece about Mongolia's high-stakes clash with Rio Tinto over one of the world's largest undeveloped copper deposits, Oyu Tolgoi, in the South Gobi Desert. And significant developments in Mongolia's efforts to reshape the deal with Rio Tinto in order to protect its national interests.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.